Deuteronomy 12 tonight, where God again is preparing Israel for their journey into the promised land to take the land that they've been waiting for centuries to inhabit. And God here reminding them through Moses of his plans for their lives. Notice verse 5 of Deuteronomy 12. But unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose, out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. And thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, ye and your households wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. But when ye go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that ye dwell in safety, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the heat offerings of your hands, and all your choice vows which ye vow unto the Lord. So tonight our title is Come to God's Place. Lord, I pray you'd speak to our hearts through your word tonight. Lord, I pray that we would recognize the importance of going to a place to corporately assemble and worship and hear from your word. I pray, Lord, we would see that and we would live it. Even those online, Lord, would see what you had intended for your people even way back in the book of Deuteronomy. So I pray we'd learn tonight and you would guide us and you would speak through your word. In Christ's name, amen. So, we're talking tonight about God's place. Amen? Admittedly, this is Old Testament. This is promised land. But God still, even then, said, there's going to be a place where I want you to come. And I want you to come there whenever you can. He said in verse 14, but in the place which the Lord shall choose. Verse 18, but thou must eat them before the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. Verse 26, only thy holy things which thou hast and thy vows shalt thou take and go into the place which the Lord shall choose. Can you see how important it is to God that he's reminding them about this place? And so I wanted to just share four things from this passage about this place. And the first thing is, go there. Amen? Go there. He says, ye shall seek it there in verse 5. Shall ye seek, and thither shalt thou come. Go there. We get to the New Testament. What does God say? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Amen? We're not to forsake what we're doing tonight. We're not to forsake the assembling. We're to go there. Because it's a place where God wants us to go. A place where God wants us to assemble. And that's the first thing we see tonight. Go. God chose the place. God emphasized the place, as you see here in this chapter over and over again. The first thing is seek it and go there. Amen? Go there. Go there whenever you can. But go. And then the second thing in verse 6 is to give there. Notice he says, thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and your tithes and heave offerings and your vows and your freewill offerings and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. They didn't have online giving in Deuteronomy. Amen. But go there and worship the Lord with your giving. Now, admittedly, we live in a cashless society now. Things have changed. But we can still come and offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Amen. We're not just talking about offerings of money, but we're to give. And God's intention was that we go to the storehouse, right? Malachi 3:10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. Bring them. Don't send them, bring them. And that's the second thing. God says, I not only want you to go there, but I want you to give there. I want you to offer there these sacrifices. And for us in the New Testament, our sacrifices are different. We don't bring an animal to be slain and to shed its blood on the brazen laver and so forth. But we do bring our sacrifice of praise. We do bring ourselves so that we can offer blessings to our brothers and sisters in Christ through edification, through exhortation, through admonition, and so forth. We can't do that online. We can only do that in person. And so God not only wants us to go there, but he wants us to give there. If you go to 1 Corinthians 16, Paul said this is how he wanted it to work, even in New Testament days. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and look at verse 2 if you would. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. It says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Now, this teaches a lot of things about giving, that it's supposed to be as God hath prospered him. In other words, it's supposed to be proportionate giving. But it also says, I want you to lay by him in store, and I want it to happen on the first day of the week, which happens to be Sunday. And so God says, I want you to give there. Again, Malachi 3, bring your tithes into the storehouse. So God's going to establish a place, and he says to Israel, I want you to seek it out. I want you to go there, number one. Number two, when you get there, I want you to give there at that place. Nowhere else. I want you to give at that place. Now back to our passage, verse 7, number 3, rejoice there. Look what he says. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God. Look at that. They even had potlucks in Deuteronomy. And you shall rejoice in all that you put your hand unto, ye and your households wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Rejoice there. Come there and rejoice in the goodness of God, he said. And he says this over and over. Look down in verse 12. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God. Down in verse 18. But thou must eat there before the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite that was in thy gates, and thou shalt rejoice. Bring everybody, bring the whole family, even bring your servants, and rejoice there. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Psalm 122, verse 1. And if you look at Hebrews chapter 2, and verse 12, this has always been God's plan, that his people go to a place. Amen. That they assemble. This wasn't man's idea, it was God's idea. Again, we cannot be convicted by the hearing of the Word of God in the same way online. We cannot edify and encourage and admonish our brothers and sisters in Christ online. This has to be done in person. But notice Hebrews 2:12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. In the midst of the church. You can't do that unless you're there, can you? To be able to sing praise in the midst of the church, you've got to be at the church. And so that's what he's saying. I want you to go there as often as I say. And when you get there, I want you to give there your sacrifices unto the Lord. And I want you, when you get there, to rejoice there, to praise God there. And that's what we're supposed to do. Amen. Look at Hebrews 13 and right at the end of the chapter. Verse Yeah, I forgot to write it down. I'll find it. Oh, verse 15. Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. He also wants us to do that at this place. So when you get into the promised land, which for us is the victorious Christian life, there's going to be a place. Amen. I want you to go there. As often as I tell you, I want you to give there your sacrifices. I want you to rejoice there together. And then number four, verse 8 of Deuteronomy 12. He says, you shall not do after all the things that we do here this day. Every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. He says, I want you to learn there. I want you to learn God's ways and stop following man's ways. Amen. He says, when you get there, I don't want you to do what's right in your own eyes. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:25, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It says, I don't want you to go there to practice man's ways or to follow man's wisdom. I want you to go there and learn God's wisdom and God's ways. And the only way we can do that is by learning from his word. Amen. Look at Romans 10:17. Love this verse. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Notice the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. It's something that is supernatural, something that we can't necessarily completely explain, but it is scriptural. That the hearing of God's word builds our faith, which is one of the main reasons why we are to assemble. Yes, we're assembled to corporately worship. Yes, we're to assemble to corporately pray. Yes, we're to assemble to edify and admonish and encourage one another. But there's this aspect of preach the word. Amen. Feed the flock. There's this aspect of faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the only way to prevent them from doing what was right in their own eyes was to go there to also learn God's ways. We see that being practiced all through the Old Testament. Even in Nehemiah, we see it where the people would come, they would stand and they would read the word of God to God's people. So he wants us to go there, amen, as often as we can. He wants us to give there. He wants us to rejoice there. And he wants us to learn there. But we're not done. Verse 11. Then there shall be a place, Deuteronomy 12:11, which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. There shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, your tithes, and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows, which ye vow unto the Lord. This last point, keep going there. Amen. He never said go once, did he? No, he says, I want you to go there constantly. I want you to go there as often as I tell you. Keep going there. Why? Because that's a big part of our growth, is to keep going there. Look at Psalm 92, verse 13. And so this is God's place. It's not man's place. And God's place is a place where God says, I want you to go there, and I want you to give there, and I want you to rejoice when you get there with each other. I want you to learn my ways there rather than man's ways, and I want you to keep going. Psalm 92, verse 13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Keep going there. How do we stay right with God in the promised land, which is the victorious Christian life? One of the ways is we keep going to God's place. Amen. We just keep going. It doesn't matter how long we've been saved. It doesn't matter how spiritually mature we think we are. This book never loses its power. We've never exhausted the power of this book. And the Holy Spirit, if we come with the right attitude, and we come with a desire to hear, God will always speak through his word, and he will always work on our spiritual lives. And as we just read, we will flourish. Amen. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. God wants his people to flourish where? In his courts. Amen. That verse we read, it goes on to say, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Why? Because they keep going there. Amen. And even when they get old, like me and Mark, they keep flourishing. Amen. I can say that because we're the same age. So God says, come to my place. Come to God's place. I want you to come to the place that I appoint. I want you to go there and I want you to worship and give there. I want you to go there and rejoice there. I want you to come and learn there God's ways instead of man's ways, so you're not doing that's what's right in man's own eyes. And I want you to keep going there. And he uses that word, my place, over and over and over again in this chapter. And you know what's interesting is in the next chapter, after telling them that you've got to keep going to this place, you got to keep growing in your faith and in the Word of God, the next chapter talks about how false prophets are going to come in and that God's going to test them with false prophets. Isn't that interesting? So he's telling us already in verse chapter 12, the preventative medicine for being led astray by false prophets in chapter 13. Go to God's place. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love you and we thank you that you gave us a place. And Lord, that we can go to that place and learn from your word. We can rejoice. And we can worship there. We can encourage and love on one another there. Lord, we just can't thank you enough for this. I pray we'd catch this vision of how important it is to you that we be faithful to your place and that we would be faithful. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. We love you in Jesus' name.